T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Police tell 1010 Winds that a woman and her boyfriend got into an argument this morning at the Fulton Street subway station in Lower Manhattan, and he pushed her onto the tracks. It happened just as a 3 train was pulling in, and the train cut off the woman's feet. Police say the boyfriend took off. They're still looking for him. The injured woman rushed to Bellevue Hospital, her condition not yet known. We're learning about a shooting in Jersey City today. One person killed, 2 others hurt. It happened near Jordan Avenue and Mercer Street. The details of the incident are being investigated by the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office and the Jersey City Police Department. 2 teenagers were hurt in violent incidents around 8 o'clock last night. In Flatbush, Brooklyn, a 17-year-old is in stable condition after being stabbed in the chest on Beverly Road. The person who stabbed him ran off, the victim listed in stable condition. In the Bronx, a 15-year-old is in critical condition after being shot in the thigh. It happened on Grand Concourse between East Kingbridge Road and 196th Street. The victim was rushed to Jacoby Hospital. Police continue to investigate both incidents. A woman is suing a local mall and one of its vendors after she was struck by a motorized amusement.
They're the cute, fluffy animal scooters you see kids using to zip through shopping malls. But for an elderly woman from Shirley, New York, those dream riders, as they're called, turned a trip to the American Dream Mall in New Jersey into a nightmare. Trinidad Javier is suing the mega mall and the ride operator after she says that on January 13th, a kid ran her over. Javier injured her spine and needed surgery as a result. The lawsuit says the mall and the Dream Rider company didn't make sure that kids are supervised when they're on those scooters and that they go dangerously fast. American Dream has not commented on the lawsuit. Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in New York.
It's 43 degrees. Skies are cloudy. Rain will be developing this afternoon. A family gathering turned tragic on Friday in Forest Hills, Queens. A 46-year-old man stabbed his wife at least twice in the stomach in their apartment while they were hosting a birthday party for their grandson. The police were called, and they confronted the man in the second-floor hallway of the building. When cops told him to drop the 12-inch knife he was carrying, they say he charged at them. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry says 2 officers fired their guns and hit the suspect.
It was simultaneous. Based on my observations, looking at body camera, the sergeant, the officers, they exit the stairwell. They see the male. They give commands. He starts charging. The sergeant goes for his taser. 2 officers use their firearms.
Police tried to keep the man alive at the scene, but he was pronounced dead at a local hospital. His wife is being treated for her wounds and is expected to survive. A 23-year-old woman was shot in the leg outside a lounge in Queens this morning. Police confirmed the shooting at Epic Lounge in South Ozone Park, but don't have a lot of details at this time about what led up to the shooting. A woman was taken to Kings County Hospital. She got there on her own, and she is listed in stable condition.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.